That's crazy. Amongst my many neuroses, there was a time when I couldn't bear the thought of digging yourself. I thought that was the worst thing, to dig yourself. Think that you were good. Because if you did dig yourself, you never did anything naturally. And you're always worried about, was I cool, wasn't I cool, you know, type scenes. Tendency always to look in imaginary mirrors, see how you're coming out of every situation. So during the depths of this neurosis, I'm like shaving with my eyes closed, you know, see myself. One day, I walk down Broadway in New York, and where Broadway crosses 52nd Street, there's a drugstore that has a black plate glass window. Very clearly, you can see a reflection in it, you see, if you are of the nature to seek out your reflection in drugstore windows. And so, anyway, I look, and pow, there I am. So I was shocked. I hadn't seen myself in about a year. You know? So I was, you know, truth be told, I was digging myself for about 45 seconds, an intense dig. See? When this bird that was perched overhead, like, total disregard for me, just, he defecated on me. Now, I don't know if this has ever happened to you, but if it has, you know that it is virtually impossible to maintain your cool under those circumstances. Right? And all I can think of, you know how thoughts race through your mind, moments of crises, whoosh, all I can think of is like, there goes a happy bird. It's like, gone, man. And then I'm fantasizing, I'm saying, can you imagine this bird sort of floating about the city of New York for a week, you know, like looking for a place to land, like saving up, you know, and then, pow, and don't dig yourself. Relative to nothing, this is a song called Sparrow.
without. Will no one write her eulogy? I will sit here for all I created returns unto me. From dust where he made, and dust he shall be.